taking him to come out.
Thank you.
Running up her line, the cold. Thank you. Just little foothills that I was. I get scared of heights, actually. I get a little dizzy in a change of height, you know. 10,000 feet, that's far enough for me. You ever do that? You go up there and you get really shaky. That's me. Shaky. So anyway, up there, up on top of the mountains and everything. Here we go.
Just like the days of old, they're in the mountains.
bit anybody. But he was very careful about the people he did bite. Which led me to believe that he truly is man's best friend. Keep you on out for that song for Thrasher, though. I can't remember that song. That's all I remember is the title. It's a long time ago.
It might have been!
Okay. Just sit there and groove through 80 songs I never heard before. Yeah, thanks for giving me a chance to grow a little, you know.
I know that some of you don't understand. Thank you. Thank you.
Got a little wet, but I can still read this one. It's a note I wrote myself. Actually, it's sort of, yeah, this note's for me, right? Okay. So, what I'm going to do is, this is kind of like, you know, this is the world's greatest intros night. And I'm going to, instead of doing my greatest hits, I'm going to do my greatest intros. But I'm only doing one, because I mean, you know, it's not the Letterman show here. We don't have a lot of time. Okay. All right. You're ready for this now. I don't know. This is experimental. Okay. At the International Amphitheater in New Orleans in 9/27/84, I did Down by the River. Before I did it, I said, I'd like to sing you a song about a guy who had a lot of trouble controlling himself. He let the dark side come through a little too bright. And one afternoon, he took a little stroll down through a field and through a forest till he could hear the water run along there. And he met his woman down there. And he told her she'd been cheating on him one time too many. And he reached down in his pocket and he pulled out a little revolver. And he said, "Honey, I hate to do this, but you've pushed me too far." So by the time he got back to town, he knew he had to answer to somebody pretty quick. He went back to his house and he sat down on the front porch. About 2 hours later, the sheriff's car pulled up out front. It started sinking in on him just what he'd done. As the sheriff walked up the sidewalk, he said, "Come with me, son. I want to ask you a few questions." So later, as he heard the jail door shut behind him, he sat down on a little wooden bench in there, and he looked out through the bars at this kind of wimpy-looking sheriff. He started getting mad again, and he realized what he'd done. There wasn't nothing he could do about it now, though. He just sat down and put his head down and started thinking to himself, "I'm all by myself here. There's nobody on my side." Keep that in mind, because I never could quite figure out where the song came from, and since that came from me, maybe this is it.
Thank you.